Now when we come to chapter 28, we come to another one of these remarkable chapters. And here you have the law of offerings. In fact, in both the 28th and 29th chapters. And this is such a wonderful thing that is said here that I wouldn't want you to miss it for anything in the world. We have here actually the preciousness of Christ that's brought to our attention. In fact, the abiding preciousness of Christ. Here you have the order of the offerings. Seems quite uninteresting, but let me read. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifice made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. Now, did you notice the emphasis, and I tried to put it in the reading, my offering, my bread, my sacrifice unto me, to offer unto me, and it's a sweet savor. Now, you'll recall there were two kinds of offerings. We saw that in the book of Leviticus at the very beginning. Of the five offerings, three of them were sweet savor offerings. Two of them were non-sweet savor offerings. The sweet savor offerings speak of the person of Christ. The non-sweet savor offerings speak of the work of Christ in redemption for you and me. Actually, here, this is the sweet savor offering he's talking about. And God calls them my offerings. And what we have here, it's not what Christ has done for us, and it's not our thoughts of him, but it's what God thinks of him. Now, let me read on, and you'll see what I mean by the details that are given here. Thou shalt say unto them, This is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto the Lord. Two lambs of the first year without spot day by day for a continual burnt offering. You see that? Burnt offering speaks of Christ, who he is. It all ascended to him. And that is the aspect of this sacrifice that is all important. Now, again, all of this points to Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.